Since hatred is rife in these impure times, don the armor of patience, free from anger. You know, we have this expression, forewarned is forearmed, which might not be a particularly Buddhist type of thing to say. But when would a knight entering into battle put on their armor? And this is like, if we're sitting with this for a bit longer and we're thinking about this, since hatred is rife with these impure times, there's going to be all sorts of conflict and difficulty and challenges thrown in my, all sorts of weapons thrown towards me. When does the knight, and knight in this sense, you know, we can think of it in its purest sense, you know, someone who is a protector for the protectorless, someone who will stand up for the weak and the innocent and stand up for justice and so forth, you know, they're kind of like a bodhisattva. When does the knight put on their armor? Like, do they wait for the enemy side to be sort of charging through their camp? Oh, hang on a minute, I haven't got my armor on. Oh, give us five. No, you put your armor on before you go into battle. We put our armor on before we enter into the situation. That, I think, is the sort of slightly deeper meaning here. Like, obviously, it's saying try to be patient, learn patience. But it's saying also prepare the mind of patience before the situation where we need patience. You know, one of the reasons why we so readily get angry, of course, the main reason is because there's a pre-existing habit of anger. You know, we have many different pathways in the mind. Anger, irritation, is a fairly well-trodden pathway for most of us. Most of us, we don't have to think about it to get angry. Like someone cuts us off in the road and we don't think, oh, hang on a minute, what am I going to feel about this? Oh, maybe I should feel angry. Oh, yes, I will. It's like straight away, without having to think about it. You know, we can think of all the situations we encounter in life as forks in the road and the paths of our mind. And very often we don't realize we've met a fork in the road because we already took the pathway that we're sort of is our default, that we're used to going down. We're already so far down, we don't realize we could have gone a different way because we didn't prepare the mind. If we had put on the armor of patience before going into the situation, then when the situation arose, we would realize, oh, I'm at a crossroads here. I'm at a fork in the path. Maybe the gravity of our pre-existing habit is a little bit pulling us in this way. But because we set up that armor of patience, we can steer our mind down a different path. Now, maybe they're saying or behaving in an unreasonable way, and that we can feel the beginning of an inclination to getting, you know, annoyed and angry with them. We're like, no, what is this telling me? This is telling me their pain. That's all they're doing here. This isn't about me. This is just showing me someone. This is someone showing me how much suffering they're in. That's what this is. And if we can think that, we take the other pathway. Or, you know, so in that example, patience not retaliating, maybe at the start of the day, before we meet anyone, or if they're there, you know, if you're in bed, before you roll over and look at them, just, okay, I've just got to set myself up. we can think, I want to relate to others from their point of view. I want to care. I want to live a life of kindness and love. And I want to see the situation from other points. Like, if we take that as our, that's what I'm doing today. I'm seeing the world from other people's point of view. Then, when people do start to behave disagreeably, we're already on the right path. We've protected our mind before the problem happened. We donned the armor of patience. You know, you don't put the armor on after the person slashed you with a sword. Like, imagine the knight in battle, someone hacks him with a broadsword, hang on, and then you put the breastplate on. Oh, that's better. You're bleeding under. Sorry, probably don't want to go too graphic there. But it's like, no, it's like, close the gate before the horse has bolted. Mixing all sorts of analogies here. But put the armor on before the situation. Set up the mind. or from the point of view of the patient's voluntarily enduring suffering, think, what I want from today is I want to learn. I want to learn truths. However uncomfortable the lessons I need to get are to learn those truths, I want to learn truths because that's what really matters to me. Much, much more than just having a comfortable, easy life that I can sort of like just sleepwalk through. I want to grow as a person. I'm on a journey. I'm not just me. I'm a spiritual being traveling from life to life. I want to grow. In the New Eight Steps to Happiness, Venerable Geshe says, by training our mind to recognize the spiritual lessons in all our experiences, we can come to view everyone and everything as our spiritual teacher, and we can turn any and every situation to our advantage. This is a very important understanding, for it means that no experience is ever wasted. So if we go into the day with that as our aspiration, like we've set our mind up ready for the patience of voluntarily enduring suffering, so that if things go wrong, we can think that's karma coming back. I need to purify. Or this is telling me the truth of samsara. I need to free my mind from samsara. Or this is telling me what it feels like for the countless others who are going through this kind of experience. This is helping me grow my compassion, but have a more connected heart. And then we're not angry. Then we're not fighting with it. We're thinking, okay, good, I needed this. I didn't necessarily want it, but I need this. This is teaching me. This is helping me. And we can welcome that situation rather than being sort of paralyzed by it.